Federal officials, including those from the Department of Homeland Security, recently held a discussion with state leaders from across the country to offer support in protecting election systems from cyber attacks and hacks. Connecticut's Denise Merrill is the president of the National Association of Secretaries of State. The Democrat tells WAMC it would be extremely difficult and highly improbable to hack Connecticut's election systems given the established security measures.
We have layers of security and backup and procedures that have been developed really over more than a decade. We do know how to do elections after all the things that have happened. So, this idea that's been floated that somehow our national election system could be somehow hacked into was the reason that we started talking about all this. And I think it would be extremely difficult, highly improbable, for all the reasons that the way we do things in Connecticut, which is, first of all, nothing is tied to the Internet. All our voting equipment is freestanding. So that I suppose one could sort of tamper with individual machines, but anything beyond that would be very difficult. Here in Connecticut, we use almost all the best practices that we heard about on some of the phone calls we've been having with federal agencies. For example, we pre- and post-test all the electronic chips that are used in our scan machines. We use the older scanning machines, which actually turn out to be a very good decision because they have a paper trail. So people still vote on a paper ballot marked in little bubbles are marked in. It's read by the scanning machine, and then the paper trail is kept sometimes for years. And so that means that very little of it is actually electronic. And the cards themselves, the electronic chip, are tested both pre and post by something called the University of Connecticut Election Center, which we're fortunate to have here in Connecticut as another way we can make sure that all the equipment is functioning. And then, of course, we have a chain of custody. We have post-election audits of 10% of our precincts, the machines in those precincts. And so I feel like every time I heard some other layer of protection that some states have and some don't, Connecticut pretty much has them all.
And when you say the chips are tested, you mean tested to make sure that their security was maintained? Is that?
Well, and also to make sure that they are accurately recording the ballot, because what's on these cards is the ballot itself. And so that's what reads which mark goes where for which candidate. And so they are tested to make sure that they are accurate.
What was covered in your talk with Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson earlier this week?
Well, on the call, which we asked to have a conversation with Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the Election Enforcement Commission, and some other federal agencies that are peripherally involved with elections, to make sure that they understood the nature of how elections function. They are operated in 50 different states, and actually within the states, usually the counties have primary jurisdiction over elections, so it's very, very decentralized. And we wanted to make sure that if they were getting information about some sort of cyber threat, because that might come in through them, that we would have no knowledge of. I would love to see more communication about these things. Somehow we would set up some system of communication so that we would know when something like that was occurring. So that would be one thing we hope to get as an outcome of this. The Department of Homeland Security Commissioner Jay Johnson had suggested that elections should be considered part of what he calls the critical infrastructure of the country, which we're still evaluating what that means exactly, but I think it means something like what happens when there's a natural disaster, that something like FEMA would step in with federal assistance. And here in Connecticut, we've had our share of natural disasters just before elections. Hurricane Sandy was 1 week before our election, and we had polling places underwater at the time. So there's not just cyber threats. There's also this sort of thing that can happen around elections. So those were the kinds of things we discussed on the call.
What would be some of the main reasons for hacking an election system?
Well, I mean, I'd have to assume that someone is fearful that, that someone's going to come in and try to turn the election in favor of one candidate or another on either a local or a national level. I think there's been some, what I would describe as loose talk at the national level about this. And so I think our feeling was we should make it clear to the American public, you know, how these things are run, the kinds of security measures we have in place in every state to make sure that this doesn't happen.
And how has this recent conversation about election system hacking and cybersecurity surrounding the system affected at all the pursuit of internet voting? I know that's been talked about before.
Yeah, I think this is going to damp it down a bit. There have been pressures to go to internet voting, particularly for military voters and overseas voters, where it is a lengthy thing to get your ballot back when you have to mail it back. And all states have been pretty resistant to the idea, but there certainly has been pressure. But every time something else happens and something gets hacked, I remember when Target got hacked, that was a national issue, and all of a sudden people started thinking twice about these sorts of ideas. We're still very resistant to it because the security just isn't there.
And overall, how did Connecticut's system operate and function during this the primary election earlier this month?
Oh, it was fine. I mean, we didn't have any problems at all. I think we had perhaps one machine malfunction, but it was quickly replaced. You know, we have a lot of procedures in place when things like that happen now. So I think we've made a lot of strides in the last, 10 years or so. And I feel good about what's going to happen. You know, the presidential election is always a challenge because so many people come out to vote. And that will put a strain on budgets at the local level. But more than that, I think we're going to be great.
And finally, how has the new registrar certification course been going?
That has been terrific, and again, I think that has helped because it's creating stricter standards across all the 169 towns and 832 polling places that we have in Connecticut. And so a lot of the registrars are getting certified, and I think it's doing a lot to standardize exactly. The voter will have the same experience. That's our goal. Same experience no matter what town they live in, no matter which polling place they go to.
And I know previous times we've talked about the registrar system, you've still maintained that you think one registrar per municipality would be beneficial. Is that, excuse me, is that still your thought?
Yes, I do think we could do this with fewer registrars. You know, you have a town clerk involved and two registrars. It's a very unusual system. I don't think there's another state that has that set up exactly. But this was the compromise we made. I think the certification is going to go a long way to helping what my concerns were, which was, the lack of consistent standards across the districts.
Is this something that you would continue to pursue at all, maybe moving towards the one registrar system at all?
No. I think at this point we're going to see how this works out and make sure that, that it's being properly overseen. And if it works well, I'm fine with that.